It's good to see you again, Mr. Stephen Hawking liked our paper.
And you as well, Mr. Our premise is intriguing.
How do you do, Mr. I'll admit that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you keep setting me up for failure.
With a heavy heart, Amelia stood before the newly repaired time machine. She regretted giving Cooper the part he needed.
Because she wanted him to give her the part she needed.
Okay, that's enough.
What? No, I really want to know what happens. And Bernadette, Minnie wants to know what happens.
You're just making fun of me.
Well, I was just kidding. I'm sorry. And the story's really good.
No, it is. Does he stay? Do they kiss? Does she find out about Montana?
Fine. As Cooper prepared to depart, tears filled Amelia's eyes. He took her hand in his and said, I can't stay, but I will never forget you. He brushed his fingers against her cheek, then quickly stepped into the machine. Please don't go, she whispered. But it was too late. The engine hummed to life.
But they didn't even kiss.
She turned away, wiping her eyes. She couldn't bear to watch her one chance at true love disappear forever. Then, she felt a strong hand on her shoulder spin her around. It was Cooper. What about the future? Asked Amelia. He looked deeply into her eyes and whispered, there is no future without you. He pulled her in close. She began to tremble all over. She felt his warm breath.
You will not believe what Stephen Hawking just said.